Thank you so much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa Brooke from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, and how are things in Charlottesville?
Wonderful.
I'm glad. What do you do there?
I'm an attorney.
I see. Are you a good attorney?
Well, I travel around a lot. I'm busy, so
you're
I
busy.
Guess so.
You're a busy attorney.
Yes.
You're an efficient
what
attorney.
What are you, Glinda the Good Witch?
Yeah.
Are you a good attorney or an evil attorney? What a bad attorney.
True story. I was once telling somebody about my brother. I said, oh, he's a lawyer. And the guy said, oh. I said, no, he's a good lawyer. And the guy said, oh, really? When did he pass? Tough.
Wow.
Well, welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lisa's topic?
This book thing looks okay, but where's the screen?
Today's readers are too busy texting or updating their Facebook pages to immerse themselves in the classics. Well, this week we read about an attempt to improve a piece of great literature and make it more appealing to new readers. Our panelists are going to tell you stories about three classic works getting a new twist. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
You ready?
First, let's hear from Kiri O'Connor.
When Cliff's notes are just too hard, now there's an answer for the high school kid who's just not going to do the required reading. Picture books based on squishy marshmallow animals. First out from the publisher is The Peeps Do the Odyssey, a picture book in which the famous Ithacan voyager Odysseus is played by a lovable yellow marshmallow chick. We found that some kids think even comic books have too many words, said Brian Dalton of Just Born Publishing Incorporated. At least they're entertained by the peeps and they get the general gist of the story. Perhaps the most memorable image is that of little Odysseus lashed to the mast of a tiny plastic sailboat, while three peeps bunnies, playing the irresistible sirens, sing from an astroturf shore. Just Born intends to roll out more staples of the high school canon, including Romeo and Juliet and Huck Finn. We're having a little trouble with the Scarlet Letter, said Dalton. Turns out nobody on the staff actually finished it.
Peeps marshmallow treats sail the wine dark sea in a Peeps Odyssey. Your next story of someone improving something that was already great to begin with comes from Adam Felber.
It's a common critical complaint with Jane Austen. The stately, lavish, intrigue-laden party scenes all too often fail to end in blood-soaked rampages by ravening hordes of the undead. Well, that problem has been corrected by the forthcoming novel Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. By Jane Austen and Seth Graham Smith. All the original text is there, but the conspicuously absent flesh-eating zombie infestation angle has been supplied by Mr. Graham Smith. Will the dashing but infuriating Mr. Darcy capture Elizabeth Bennet's heart? Or will that heart instead be captured and eaten by one of the horrifying revenants who shamble through the sleepy English village of Merton? Young Elizabeth must balance her duties as daughter, sister, paramour, and one-woman army as she attempts to sort out her feelings and eliminate the zombie menace in a novel that finally balances the reader's hunger for love and brains.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, a reworking of the classic novel. Your last story of an updated classic comes from Charlie Pierce.
In an attempt to make Arthur Miller's classic Death of a Salesman accessible to audiences raised on television police procedurals, an experimental theater in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, has added a new act to the play in which the surviving members of the Lohman family sue Howard Wagner, Willie's boss, for complicity in Willie's death. Death of a Salesman, Lohman v. Wagner, debated January 25th at the Thurston Gregg Theater. The new last act is a courtroom thriller when Bernard, the lawyer's son of Charlie, the Lohman's next-door neighbor who once tried a case before the Supreme Court, casts doubt on Willie's reported suicide drive and attempts through forensics to prove that Wagner sabotaged the car to cut Willie from the company payroll and forestall any eventual lawsuit. The production includes an offstage exhumation and autopsy. This is Arthur Miller crossed with Law and Order and CSI, said director Kramer Chandler. Ripped from the anthologies, you might say. Attention must be paid. Dunk, dunk.
All right. One of these stories is true. Is it from Kiri O'Connor, a new version of Homer's Odyssey starring the peeps, those Easter treats? From Adam Felber, a new novel, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which is kind of self-explanatory. Or from Charlie Pierce, Death of a Salesman gets what it's always needed, a courtroom showdown. Which of these is the real story of a classic work of literature updated?
Wow. I wish it was the last one. That would be really interesting. Marshmallows sounds like something that wouldn't be good for teenagers to be around. I think I'm going to go with the zombies.
You're going to go with the zombies?
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice and zombies. All right, then. We actually were able to speak to the person who created this new work, talking about his favorite scene.
My favorite scene in the book is the first big zombie attack, which is on the ball where Lizzie and Larson first meet each other.
That was Seth Graham Smith, the co-author, along with Jane Austen. Speaking of rising from your grave, of the book Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Congratulations, you got it right.
Yes.
You earned a point for Adam. You've won our prize. Carol Castle, you recorded the greeting on your home answering machine.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.